Welcome, as always, Friday night to live from Vietnam. Homer J. Cole, Afion Crockett, Dennis Lillard, Michael Williams Jr., Bone Crusher Smith, Dennis Smith Jr., Morey, and so many more. I'm joined, as always, by the illustrious Podfather, the Prime Minister, Paul Masson.
How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
The 2-6 historian, the legendary Mr. J.
What's good, everybody?
And also, talented recording artist, Latin Loonies. What's up, fellas? How was y'all week?
Another week, man. Another week. We made it. It's Friday.
Nice. P, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. We missing somebody, though. Mutate God. I don't see him in the, down here, so it looks like us four right now.
Well, I spoke with Mutate God. He is live on vacation at a basketball game. He will be dropping in here shortly.
Okay. That's what's up.
And shout out to Chisholm North Tracks.
Yeah, he said his link didn't work, but I sent it to him, so we'll see.
You know how it is. You got to rub the liniment on that link. So, yo, very interesting topics this week, guys, man. We're going to get right into it live. Remember, everybody, we appreciate y'all following along on the live. Make sure you tap the like, subscribe to Live Vietnam, and hit us with the comments. Smash. So, Rap Axe, whose second album was doper than their debut. All right, I'm going to go right to the heart and go right to 2-6 the story of Mr. J first.
Yeah, there was a lot of interesting stuff. So, you know,
yes,
I own some of these joints. Some of them are my favorites, and the interesting part to me, the first album, I still love the first album, even as
I want to stop them. Somebody got their TV on, so shut this shit up.
It ain't me.
I hear the news in the background. I don't hear about no TV. Guy on the
I don't got no TV in the office room. No TV.
All right, it's gone. I'm sorry, Mr. J. Mr. J, my apologies.
But
all right, but, somebody just came in. Hold on, let's see. I heard somebody pop in. And who do we got? Let's see. The Mutate guy.
A lot from parts unknown. So, Mr. J, hang on. Welcome,
what's up, fellas,
to the show, the Mutate guy, CEO of Woodboy Digital. What up, Straw?
What's up with you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Yep.
Good.
I can't see
what's
you.
What's going on, brothers?
You incognito, you know, bro.
What's going on?
Yeah. The blackest right now. No, I'm good, though.
Watch out, Wesley. He's coming for you. So we interrupted Mr. J. We're just to bring up the speed, we on the second albums that are doper than the debut, you say. So, Mr. J, please continue.
Yeah, like I said, I love all these joints, the first ones and the second ones, but let's get right into it. Of course, the Fugees, the score, you know, all those hits on that album.
Wow.
Killing Me Softly. Of course, some of the others that weren't, you know, exactly singles, like Desperados. That's one of my favorite joints off that album. The next one is Wale, Ambition. The first album, you know, they were hoping it was going to be a real big success because they had a pop single with Lady Gaga on it, but that didn't really move. He didn't really get the kind of recognition and movement until he got with MMG and dropped this album. The next one is Cypress Hill Black Sunday. Of course, everybody knows it's Insane in the Membrane, you know.
But doper than the original Cypress Hill debut, because that shit was saw a shotgun and a pump. I could just kill a man.
I'm gonna have to agree with Mr. J just for the fact that Black Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, hit number one on the charts, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's based on the success of the debut as well. Mr. J, sorry, go ahead.
And the last one I got on the list is the Marshall Mathers LP. I think it kind of, you know, solidified him.
Yeah. Curveball from Mr. J.
Once in a while.
Okay. I agree with that.
Latin Looney, sure. Man. Yo, dope artist from the 2-6, man. What say you, bro?
It's crazy, man. Mr. J had two of the same people I had, man. Cypress Hill and Wale.
He gonna fuck you up, Mr. J.
But, you know, like he said, definitely for me also, I think what happened with Wale was also that Interscope didn't really push him the way that Rick Ross did when that second album dropped. So, you know, when he signed to Maybach Music, it was like stupid. Like, I think Maybach Music was like top peak at that time. Like, that's when they were really doing and pushing things. You know what I'm saying? The other one for me, I would have to say Drake. Drake's first album was Thank Me Later. But his Take Care is what just blew him. Like, that shit blew him up. You know what I'm saying? That placed him number one on the charts. Man,
not to interrupt you, bro, but in doing research for this, that was in 09, man. He's been doing it for a hot minute. Back to you, Loonies.
Yeah, man. So definitely, man. Those would be the ones that I had on my list right there.
Podfather, what you got, bro?
Of course, the Fugees. I got to go with Mobb Deep because Juvenile Hell was technically their first album and Infamous was their second. I got to go with 50 Cent because that Columbia album was technically his first and Get Rich or Die Trying.
Slick move there, Paul. Slick move there. I agree.
Gangstar Steppin' Arena.
Oh, yes.
Let me give myself an applause for that.
Yeah, no doubt.
J-Roo the Damage's second album. Really dope album. Really dope album. I think most people agree his second was better than the first, and the first was dope. And I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm going to go with Fat Joe, Jealous One's Envy.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, that's a dope. Man. And honestly, I want you to go a little more in depth. You said Step in the Arena, man. That's a great pick, man.
Yeah. I think that put everybody on notice when that album came out. Like, everybody,
no doubt.
Like, Gangstar is here to stay and they're not here to play.
Yeah, because they crushed on that. They came out with Dwit, Step in the Arena, You Know My Steez, Take It Personal. I mean, they bludgeoned motherfuckers on that album.
They killed it.
No doubt, Pete. So we go to the Mutate God. Mutate God, second album is doper than the debut, or the debut, as they say down there in Redneckville.
Yeah, I only got two that I came off the head. T.I. Trap Music.
No doubt. And, give applause on that.
And for me, I don't know if y'all already saw. I don't know if Mr. J. Seneca came in, but I think Outkast. ATLians was
no, that's you right there.
Yeah. I think ATLians is far more, way greater than Southern Player List of Cadillac. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
No doubt. I can't disagree with either one of those.
There was a lot of comments that said Outkast second album when I posted it. ATLians. I used to call them Atlians.
Yeah. But that trap music for T.I., man, that's what really – I like the original, the first I'm Serious album a lot because I was, like, down there in Atlanta when he was pushing that shit. But that trap music, he had Kanye on the production. He had, you know, even, I think he had Neptunes on there a little bit too. And it was crazy. And that's what he really set it off with. 20 Folds, all that, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Shorty Forrest.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Gentlemen. So my take on this is, I mean, culture significant second albums. Paul took one of mine, which I mean that's one of all of ours. Step in the Arena is dope, man. Also Mass Appeal on that album, which is crazy. It's like 5 seconds. All right, so also LL Cool J, Bigger and Deffer, the Bad album, the BAD, you know, the I Need Love, the first successful commercial rap ballad. And I mean, yeah. I think it was a huge album that changed the culture. And then I'm gonna change the rules a little bit. And I'm gonna say, because we from the, you know, that's a whole lot of ass shit. J. Cole's third album, Forest Hills Drive, which changed the entire music industry. I mean,
that's a that's a junior album, right? Is that a junior album?
Yeah. No, that's the third. That's the third. I told you.
Yeah, Forest Hills Drive.
He said he's changing the rules.
I said it.
Okay.
I said Forest Hills Drive was
a monster.
I mean,
that's Forest Hills.
And if everybody knows the backstory, which I think everybody knows the backstory on that, he was about to get dropped. He had a 3-album deal. After the second album, he didn't like the numbers. And he said, well, I've done it your way twice. And if I'm going to get dropped, I'm going to go do it my way. And his way changed rap music.
That motherfucker was a monster. So,
hey, shout out to Jay, Jermaine Cole, the rapist. What's up, Big Face? What's up? All right, so, I mean, are we going to another subject? Or when we taking a dessert break tonight, Paul? Because you didn't brief me on that.
Like 30 minutes in.
Nice. All right. So we're going to move right on into the next subject. And Paul, have we had any comments that you want to brief us on?
Somebody said Stankonia, but that wasn't a debut.
He just said that was his favorite.
Second album.
Yeah, that was his favorite.
Dominate. Shout out to Dominate.
Ryan
Mills. I see. Hey, by the way, my people, Ryan, I see y'all down there, but you know, I can't.
My man Ryan Mills put Run the Jewels.
Which one?
I don't remember if they're second. I mean, I don't remember their second was better than their first. Personally, so. But yeah, that's all we got so far.
All right, so we're gonna go into one that's sure to cause some debate, man. It's a weird kind of subject, but we're gonna say, what's the best rapper / producer? It's also a producer. I'm gonna go right to the Mutate God because he's had a lot of involvement in both sides of this. What you say, Shaw?
Me, I say Kanye, man. He the best. He the best. I promise you, hands down, man. Like, I'm talking about rap producer or a producer that raps. I tell you, Kanye. Probably. What would I say next? That's tough. After that, would you? He's not the best though. I don't know. Come back. Everybody else talk, but that's my number one.
I mean, listen. When you say best, I always want y'all to know, man, I expect to have like 3 or 5. We all gonna, they got a list, bro. But so we're gonna go over to the Podfather. I go to the Podfather right quick. We'll bring it back to you, brother. Prime Minister.
I gotta go with my man, Large Professor.
Oh, nice.
I gotta go with my man, Large Professor, who also
back to the barbecue.
Who also taught my man Havoc. Another great producer, how to make beats. And Havoc got best beat last week, so he's got to be up there. I got to throw my man who invented this title, I think, the greatest producer on the mic, Diamond D. He's up there.
Oh, that was a tune in.
Uh-oh, we auto-tuning?
no, we you are.
Kanye West, of course. Kanye West, of course. And my phone's ringing. And Eric Sermon.
Bob, your producer, wanted to drop that album with the auto tune on that shit.
Eric Sermon, and I would go with J. Cole.
Wow, I was a little surprised with this, actually. So, I mean, I didn't cut nobody off, but I'm going to jump in because I only have a quick take on this. I mean, of course, you got a nod your head to Kanye. I mean, I give a little nod to Pharrell. And I say my favorite rap producer, and this is subjective, is RZA, the RZA. I mean, who produced Dope Rats and can also hold it down with a rap? I mean, the RZA, man. But, you know, Jay Dilla, he dropped a couple of dope-ass verses, and he could definitely produce. But, yeah, so the RZA is my favorite, but I got to nod to Kanye. I got to give it to you, Ted. I mean, how can you not? I don't see how you cannot as far as success versus badness. So I want to go down to Latin Loonies. Que pasó, cabrón?
Yeah, man, I'm surprised nobody said Dr. Dre yet, man. Dr. Dre is definitely
because he can't rap worth a shit.
He never wrote
up his raps in written form.
You know what I'm saying? But I gotta get Dr. Dre, Kanye for sure. Like everybody say, man, Kanye is definitely iconic for my generation. Like I gotta say, Pharrell is definitely top tier with it as well. You know what I'm saying? So like, I definitely agree with you with that. I don't know if I would consider him because I've heard him make music, but I wouldn't really consider him a rapper. But I'm gonna put Timbaland in there as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely I've heard a lot of Timbaland around, man. So I'm gonna definitely have to put him in the mix.
All right, we're going to go to Mr. J. I know you got some interesting take on this, bro.
Yeah, all those are good ones. I would have said Dre, too. He's on my list. Diamond D as well. Give a nod to Kanye.
Shout out Diamond D. Shout out Diamond D, who I believe watches this show.
No doubt. Shout out to... But Pete Rock. Pete Rock has got some... He's one of those, you know. He didn't want to rap as much.
What was that, dude?
He didn't want to rap as much. You know what I'm saying? But
sorry, go ahead, Mr. J. I'm laughing.
But I got another one that people hadn't really thought of probably at all. Scarface. He was a DJ. You know, him and Mike Dean came up with a lot of the compositions for his albums. So some of the dopest songs, you know what I'm saying? Never Seen a Man Cry, Never Seen a Man Die, you know what I'm saying? Seconds to Live, Minute to Die. You know what I'm saying? Jesse James, the list goes on.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then, of course, DJ Quick. Somebody who does not get as much mention as he should because he's phenomenal behind those boards and creating those songs. One of my favorite albums is Rhythmalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those albums you definitely need to check out.
Damn, speaking of that, yeah.
I want to circle back around. Anyone have anything they want to add before we move on to the next subject?
Nah. You can throw DJ Manny Fresh in there. You can throw Daz Dillinger.
I
like Daz Dillinger. I like that.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? It's a lot, man. A lot of dope.
I mean, Common has produced some joints, and he's a dope rapper. To me, it's always going to be one thing or the other. Like, Kanye, to me, is an overrated rapper. I mean, I stand on that. But as a producer, he's a, you know, genius level hip-hop producer. So
he's a great songwriter, the dope songwriter.
I mean, who knows? He's probably got way more songs than we even know for people. Right?
Nobody said Q-Tip. Q-Tip,
yeah, I was just about to say that. Christopher Porterfield said Q-Tip.
Yeah, Q-Tip, definitely.
Well done, because he has produced some dope joints.
Doesn't Swiss Beats have some songs out?
Yeah, he got a whole album out.
Yeah, definitely Swiss Beats. I got
to put R.I.P. to Mac Miller. He produced some of the dopest joints he did personally on Boost High Park and others. RIP to Mac.
Yes, sir. RIP.
All right. So is it Dizzle Break, or are we going on to the next subject there, Pete?
Let's go ahead and get to a Dizzle Break, and then we'll get to the last two subjects then.
Well, you know, here's the nipples, because without them, tits would be pointless. All right. Tropical tree.
Me and my team are never been link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have two glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
Dizzle.
I apologize. I don't know. Did y'all see the issue? Was there an issue with the Dizzle Break to y'all?
No.
No, it was okay for me.
Yeah. Okay. It froze up on my end. I didn't get to jam out. It was Chip Fu. Shout out to Chip Fu, man. Also a friend of the show. Hey, shout out to Fat Boy 7P.
Yeah, he messaged me today. Still trying to get him up on the show, though.
Give him a shout. Or not, I also fuck that easy. All right, so here we go. Let's jump right into the next subject. So, and I really would love to hear from Cass or listening in right now. If you're not listening, you know, pump them comments. What is a dope album in hip hop that you feel like people haven't heard that it should? I want to go to Latin Loonies first, because he always gives us that fresh perspective.
Man, I'm surprised a lot more people haven't heard Larry June's last album, The Great Escape. I feel like a lot of people really, really, really need to jump onto that album.
Larry June, The Great Escape? Hang on.
That album is something serious. I done asked about 4 or 5 people if they've heard that album, and a lot of people
listen to it.
A lot of people don't even know who Larry June is, man. And to me, that
I listen to it every day working out.
He on like some grown man type shit. Like I feel like
health as well.
Yeah, most definitely. So that would be my
good job.
Larry June was the greatest. Most definitely.
Good job, Lou.
All right. So you got any more? You want to swing back? What you got?
Yeah, you can swing back. That was the main one that I want people to go out there and listen to. Y'all need to go listen to that like right now, for real, for real. That's on me.
We're gonna go to Mr. J, but first, Mr. J, I understand you got a shout out on some film production work that I saw. Shout that out right quick before we move on.
I'm associate producer on live from the dark Tales from the Dead Zone. That's what I'm, one of the joints supposed to be in that movie. My joint Savage. So, and of course we got Trolling for Nothing. That's in Savage Genesis. That's out right now. And shout out to Kyan the Lion King Herb Train. That's out as well. You know, I had a chance to do that.
Watch out, Denzel.
We're still doing the documentary.
I'm sorry. Of course, we know the documentary. I didn't want to press you on that because I know you're working on that. But so what say you, bro? What's the album you think people haven't heard they should have?
Ideas and Abilities is an album called E&A. RIP to Idea. They're a group out of Minnesota. Idea tragically died of a drug overdose several years ago. But if you ever heard of any one of his songs. He had a song called Big Shot. It's definitely one you need to check out. I got Styles and Beyond. It's called The Fold. That dropped probably about 2000. Styles and Beyond is kind of related to Fort Minor. If you're familiar with M. Shinoda from Linkin Park, that's a joint that you definitely need to check out. And of course, we're going to be talking about another individual later on who lifted some verses from this album. This album is called Don't Fight the Feeling.
Never.
Rapping Forte. You definitely need to check that out.
Oh, Rapper Forte. Shout out to Rapper Forte.
And another joint, of course, Pharrell Monch. Pharrell Monch.
There you go.
Desire.
Yeah. And that's a joint.
Just a little bit of 2-6 history. Some of my own personal history. It's the Empire album. It's called The Dark Ages. It's up on YouTube right now. Soon it will be on all streaming services from the group called The Empire.
I want to say this, man, just not step on your toes, but while we're seeing local albums, the Vietnam Bombers, released in 1998, 99, crazy. All right, so I'm going to kick it over to the Mutate guy, man, a hip-hop album you feel like people ain't heard and they got to hear it.
I got a few of them on this one. Let me look at my list. I got Arsonist, all these are owned, by the way. Arsonist as the World Burns. That's a joint. And I actually, way back in the day, I interviewed him for our local newspaper, one of the members of the group. So it was pretty dope. But that's a hard hip-hop project that, you know, I think people should hear. Mood, Doom. It's a group called Mood.
That album is dope, yo.
Yeah. And it's a group out of Cincinnati, Ohio. High Tech did a lot of production.
High Tech, yeah.
On it.
Oh, and, I like High Tech.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, shit.
They're from the Natty. And he's one of my friends on Facebook, too. Dante Fleming, I think. I think Strange knows him as well. But that's one. Let me see. What's my other one? A lot of Dark, man. Like the first one that with the Wu-Tang joint. That junk came, me and my homeboy saw that in the store. It came by surprise because we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Eventually he ended up signing with DJ Drama and his whole affiliate situation. I got what's my joint? Sticky Fingers Black Trash.
Love it.
I love Sticky Fingers.
What else you got?
Yeah, I'm here. Rich Boy. His joint.
Yeah.
That joint.
Okay.
The Wu Syndicate album. The boys out of Virginia. You know, that was tough.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Norfolk?
Yeah, Norfolk. Yep. Let me see. I got two more. And the Razzcast Solo on Ice. I don't think enough people heard that one.
Yeah. Oh. That's classic.
The Solo on Ice, man. Yo, I'm going to tell you this, man. I know a lot of people argue whatever, but I listen to a lot of music. I still stand by the Ross Collins and the dopest West Coast lyricists. Yeah. That song applies to a lot of people to a lot of shit. This is back when there wasn't no internet. There wasn't no nothing. We had pages, dog. And my man dropped so much knowledge on one record.
Capel. Okay, for a bonus joint, though. I'm gonna take my nod from Mr. J. Big Face knows about this project, but 3D Straw, Mutate the 3D Straw Adventures. Bebe's Kid. Whole slew of records on that joint. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of joints.
By the way, I still rock Bebe Kid weekly. As soon as you hear that kind of AOL sound.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a dope ass beat, by the way. You need to shout that producer. Who produced that?
That was my boy, AK Play That. He produced that. He out in LA now. He's from Baltimore, California.
That shit is dope.
Yeah, he's my guy.
I bet he can
be. Shout out to him. For sure.
Who did the Father Marva beat?
That was AK Play That and his brother. They was a super group producer called Dark Matter at the time. Yeah, they did that whole project.
Just so y'all know, we talk about some projects off of Mutant God, AK, Three Wheat Straws projects, which is dope.
Check it out. No, I'm done. That's it for me.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to the Podfather, Prime Minister Paul Masson. He's not just cheap living. He got more to say.
It's Mr. Auto-Tune himself.
Brett Williams.
You definitely fucked me up with that Mood album. A lot of people need to go check that shit out. It's really dope. The production is dope. But I got like four albums that I got on my list. Number one is Teflon, My Will. And I think haven't heard it. Most people haven't heard it because it's an EP and it's not an LP. And labels didn't push EPs. Mm. No ID had a solo album with a cat named Doug Infinite. Mm. And it's called Accept Your Own and Be Yourself, the Black Album. Check it out.
Okay.
Check it out. Production is amazing. Rhymes are dope. I gotta go with A+, the Latchkey Child, man.
Oh wow.
Like a lot of cats don't know, man. A+ is
That was Baby Nas. Album.
Yeah, super fire album.
If you don't know, I mean, A+ was a dope lyricist for sure.
Super dope. Mm-hmm. And they had Kedar Entertainment did most of the production on there. And I got to go with a West Coast cat, Defari, Focus Daily, which is some of the first beats you heard Alchemist on back in the days and whatnot. Exhibit was on there, Alcoholics on there, King T, the whole Liquid crew. That's my four right there. But that Mood Doom, I got to throw that on my list too, man.
That joint was crazy.
Crazy dope. Crazy dope. You know, some Cincinnati cats that most cats don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Shout out to High Tech, one of the dope producers.
High Tech killed that production on there.
And he crushed, a bunch of shit. I mean, Black Star, a bunch of shit. Yeah. So, my take, man. Not, P, I'm sorry. Go ahead, P. I step on you.
I'm done. That's it.
No doubt. All right. So, I mean, the album that I think a lot of people have heard, but that was really important to me. I'm Black on Both Sides by Most of that. I feel like people need, if you haven't heard it, you need to go listen to the whole album. I mean, the way it's written, he's got some great features. Busta's on there. Busta crushes it. And then, so there's a little story behind this one. Me and P, several weeks ago, we were talking about the debut albums. We were listening to a lot of albums we had never heard before. And then he was like, yo, did you hear this album? And I was like, nah. And I listened real quick and then it moved on. But then I started listening. I've been listening to this album nonstop since. Blue in Exile, Below the Heavens, man. If you ain't heard this album, man, go right now. Don't leave the live, but it's hip hop for real, man. It's just dope.
Yeah. Black cats don't know about that.
I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it.
I mean, and it really, the production, the lyrics, the songs, the whole album, I really didn't skip through. I can run it all the way through and clean the crib. It's dope. And as always, man, we would love if y'all would comment if y'all think, you know what I'm saying, what's some albums y'all think the audience feels like everybody should hear if they're hip hop.
Uncle Chuck said Shaheem's album from Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And he also said Captain L from the 2-6 had a great album.
Cap L. Shout out to Cap L.
If we're talking about 2-6-2, I would say go listen to the Red Wedding album by Hollywood Hemi. Shout out to Hemi. The whole album's dope. He's got that LaMelo Ball is just bananas. And shout out to Yodo Dodo Dang, DJ Yodo. He put me on LaMelo a couple years ago. He's like, yo, as soon as the album dropped, he was like, you heard that LaMelo Ball? I was like, what? And man, it's dope. Shout out to Yodo.
Mm-hmm.
Dope to DJ Yodo.
My man Amir Elbey said his Mentally Ill album. Shouts out to Amir Elbey and Mentally Ill, one of my competitions back in the day.
My bad. So does anyone have anything else to say while we move on to this last topic, which is juicy?
We mentioned Razzcast. Since we mentioned his album, let's talk about his sons. His two twin sons are part of a group called Ghost Contra.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They have an album called word. 505.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they
do. I didn't know that was Ghost Contra. Ross Foss's twin sons?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, bro. That's crazy.
That's bananas.
Ghost Contra is
yeah. Wow.
Cass is dope.
That's fire.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Mr. J, there, that's why he's the historian, ladies and gentlemen, of the 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get down and lay down, I would like to say. All right, so here we go, gentlemen. So and just to bring everybody up to speed, a couple weeks ago, there was an interview, Mos Def, a.k.a. Yasmin, was involved in, where they asked him about Drake's music. And while I feel like he was semi-respectful, he answered back that it felt like it was pop music. It was music you enjoyed while you were shopping, maybe if you were aggressively shopping. He said, you know, you walk into the mall, is that the new Drake? Wow, let me get a vest. So now Drake has responded. And when he responded, he was like, you know, he used some of Mos Def's own music against him. And said, is this what Umi wanted? This is Umi said. Umi said to shine your light on the world for the whole world to see. All right. So we're going to go right to AKA Weed Straw Deep in the Woods, Mutate God.
Mm.
What say you, bro?
What's the dilemma? I mean, what did he say wrong?
I don't know that he said wrong. What do you think about the rebuttal? There was a little more to it than that, but
yeah.
I'll save him my taste.
I mean, I think Drake. Yeah, Drake makes all kinds of music. Drake has a vast catalog where he goes to traditional boom bap if he wants to, but he can go to extreme shopping type. What do you call it?
Shopping aggressively.
You know, the techno type beat. See, he's a worldwide icon.
Let me get them hugs.
You know what I'm saying? He's a commercialized worldwide icon type artist who's versatile and goes across the board. And if that was a shot that Mos Def or Yosin Bey was trying to shoot at him, I mean, I always feel like the greatest MCs can do it all. And if you only can do one thing, then you're not the greatest. You know what I'm saying? If you only got one lane that you're in,
hold me back.
If you only got one lane, if your lane is just conscious, okay, so you can't go to the club and do shit. Okay, you're one dimensional.
Have you not heard?
I like versatile artists. Okay, who's jamming to Miss Fat Booty like whenever they in the trap club? Nobody.
I've never been to a trap club, sir. That's
a cool face. You've been to every club, sir.
Hey, man. We're doing the show right here.
You've been to every club.
But, yeah, man, I mean, like, that's why I say I don't understand, like with this whole, you know, this real hip-hop type thing or whatever. But with this real hip-hop type thing, like I said on a post one time, I'm like, yo, If you only hear one side, I want to interview you a little bit here.
So, of course, you know, your take is that it's an offensive thing from Mos Def to say you are a pop artist.
Yeah, why is he a pop artist? What was that mean? Was it because he's popular or is
because
he a pop artist? Like,
because he makes pop music.
No, he doesn't make pop music. He makes rap music. Taylor Swift makes pop music. That's not the same lane.
I would say that Marvin's Room was 90% non-rap music.
And then at the same time, if that's the case, then if Miss Fat Booty is the argument, right, that offsets Mos Def, but once
it's not
time,
just
he made a pop.
Mos Def,
he made a pop
we're not
song.
Going to debate
he
whether a, or not. Hey, we're not going to debate. We're going to debate with Mount Rushmore. So the man he's been a Tony, Broadway artist.
So he's popular, right? So he's a pop artist.
Well,
So he's popping.
No, no, no. He's never charted well. He's never placed on the pop charts.
Miss Fat Booty anyway, was the most commercial song.
I don't want to get into an argument. And so is that your take? Is that boom? I'm just moderating.
My take is most Def is whack. He's only got one style. He's whack. That's my take.
Yikes! He's whack.
Versus Drake, he holds nothing.
The reason I'm getting so aggressive is because Mos Def is my favorite MC of all time. Just so let's get that out the way. But I'm gonna move on. For his take right here.
You better than Mos Def, face. You better than Mos Def.
Whoa,
Mos Def is not.
Funky break. Park yourself. Hang on. I'm gonna go to Paul. I'm gonna come back to you. Because Paul's gonna call me after this and cuss me out over a lot of shit, but not this.
Man, I mean, wow. Okay, so Mos Def called him a pop artist. Mos Def called Drake a pop artist. I mean, damn. I mean, how was that an insult, first of all?
It's not.
How is that an insult? It's not an insult.
That's what I'm saying. It's a backhand.
I don't think that he thought it was.
50 Cent was a pop artist when he had Get Rich or Die Trying. In the Club made him a pop artist. I wish I was a fucking pop artist, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think people could be two things at once. I think Drake can be a pop artist and he could be a hip-hop artist. I think didn't he rap with Little Brother before he came into the game? I think he sounded pretty hip-hop when he first came into the game. And, yeah, he raps, he sings, but everybody raps and sings, and we're calling this shit hip-hop anyway, so I don't see the problem, man. I don't see the problem. I really don't.
Shine your light on the world.
Latin Looney, what say you, bro? I wish they shine a light over there on straw so I can see it there.
I think the problem is people fail to realize that in any music genre, you're going to have different variations of that genre. So to me, I wouldn't consider Drake a pop artist. I would consider Drake a rap artist who does variations in different types of rap music with different types of styles included into it, if that makes any sense to me. So... it's crazy to me to hear, you know, like, and the thing is, like, I normally hear this coming a lot from the older generation, and it's more like, well, y'all not really singing rap, you're not really doing this, you're not doing that, and this is probably the only music genre that I hear this kind of debate in, because if you go to rock, they got grunge rock, they got soft rock, they got pop rock, they
punk
got
rock.
Punk rock, but it's rock.
Yeah, but also there are artists sniping each other too.
But
heavy metal artists say that's a pop artist. Don't fucking talk about it with me.
But they consider it rock at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
It's rock at the end of the day.
Yeah, they do, but they also say, don't fucking mention me with them.
Yeah, but that's my whole
thing.
It's like at the end of the day, like it's you can't say something isn't something when it comes from that style. So, like, rap, you got Logic, right? Logic does conscious rap, but Logic will also come in here and do some commercial-ass rap. You know what I'm saying? Most Def was getting to a point where he was being commercial when he was getting to a certain peak in fame in his career. So would y'all have considered him a pop artist then when he was becoming more commercialized?
I mean, when would you say that happened? I mean, because I'm well versed.
Miss Fat Booty's commercial, bro.
Yeah, but it was on Black on Both Sides. It was it was produced by an underground producer, written by him. Something getting poppy like that is not commercial. That's making commercial come to you. That's the difference, man. So let's just talk about it. It's my turn, goddamn it. So here we go. I mean, this ain't no get on my lawn because I love a lot of new artists. But I'm going to say this. Hip-hop ain't rock and roll. It ain't R&B. It ain't Mozart and Beethoven. It was made by the people for the people. The cats who couldn't play an instrument, right? They made hip-hop. We learn how to play records. We learn how to play turntables. We learn how to play a piece of cardboard. We learn how to piece of fucking paper. Okay, so I'm going to say this. Drake is dope. I fucking listen to Drake. But Drake is pop. He's the Madonna of hip-hop. He's Madonna hip-hop. Bling Bling, Hotline Bling is not a rap song. So, I mean, there's a lot of other things. And not wrong with it. Mos Def did rap because he's the musician who loves to make music. And guess what? When he made the album with Hot Tech, the Black Star, which is a classic, then he went on to make Black on Both Sides, his only release commercially. Then he quit. Then he went to movies and was in several movies, critically acclaimed, not a buffoonery. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, amongst others. Then he went to Broadway. Then he moved to Africa. And, you know, I mean, I will say this. He living an authentic lifestyle. And as far as Wordsmith, man, if cats want to hate on him, they fucking went the wrong way.
So what does that mean? What do you mean by authentic lifestyle? What you mean?
I mean, he's living a lifestyle like anyone else. I mean, we a lot of us live a similar lifestyle. We get up and go to work at 9 o'clock. We get up at 5. We like to have a drink, like smoke some weed, like listen to the same music, like that same rims, like that same kind of car. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, you don't think Drake do that?
No, I know Drake does that. I don't think Yasin Bey does. So he's living a whole authentic lifestyle.
He was a boring lifestyle.
I mean, yeah, I bet you if you got on his feet, I bet you wouldn't think it was very boring. I mean, yeah. I think we're getting into the one artist ain't dope and others. I think both artists are dope. But I don't think Yasin Bey is wrong to say that Drake is pop.
I do, though, bro. I think
saying that for years.
I mean, but it's a lot of cats like this in that realm of boom bap style, conscious rap style. They're always trying to slice the more different style, but they don't have no merit to do that. Who are they? Rap is rap. It started with the hip, the hop, the interviewer. You see what I'm saying? It didn't start with the.
But the interviewer said specifically about Drake. I mean, we're talking about Drake. Yeah, there's lots of poppy rap artists. MC Hammer.
I don't think it's pop. I just think it's rap.
It is. A lot of people were said that by MC Hammer in the 90s. There's MC Hammer's rap.
It's just rap. He's an entertainer. He's an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Both of them are entertainers.
At that time, he was viewed as pop. Pepsi Cola commercials and shit.
But even back then, I thought that shit was corny. You know what I'm saying? Like whenever hardcore rap like Wu-Tang, but I'm just saying, like, whenever hardcore rap like Wu-Tang, Onyx, all of them got popular, it was just street rap. It was still pop rap because that's what the population loved. It was still pop, if you want to put it like that. But then when Puff came through with the shiny suits and all that, everybody wanted to throw the shots at Puff. Like, why? What's the point?
Anybody have anything to
add? Still rap.
Yeah, I do. Like, why is it when a cat, like, accidentally goes commercial, you accidentally go commercial, like, say, M.O.P., Annie Up, it's not frowned upon. But when you intentionally try to go commercial, it's frowned upon.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Because, I mean, for a lot of people, hip-hop, if you intentionally try to be a music star, it's offensive. To a certain segment of hip-hop, they feel like you should love music first, and then once it's worth money, go sell it. Certain people say, you know what, I need some money. I'm going to write some rhymes.
In the business world, that's not really how it goes. You know, you got to...
Most people take their talents, what they're good at, and turn it to money.
Yeah.
And then I also think that hip-hop has mutated, man. Like, they're still dance. Like, how come, like, the more, like I say, the older hip-hop...
That was dope.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, think about it. Like, breakdancing and hip-hop is the same equivalent to kids dancing on TikTok. But kids dancing on TikTok to the older crowd gets frowned upon, and that makes no sense to me. It's still the five elements. Art now is digital art. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do digital art, it's the same as graffiti. We in the future.
Nice.
So that's why I like to tell my elder statesmen, they have to like really open their mind up and really understand hip hop is still hip hop. It's just in the future. We in 2024. It's the same shit over and over.
Yep. While I agree with your take, I feel like there's a space for everybody. And I feel like, honestly, there's always for everybody. When people tell me, hey, hip hop ain't this or that, I said, it's out there. Go search for it. It's still there.
And hip hop is a culture. If you're looking for backpack rap, you got it. If you're looking for any other genre, you're looking for mumble. It's out there. Everything's out there. But if you're looking for hip hop, every part of that in rap is a part of hip hop. You can't like disown that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a part of the culture.
Listen, I mean, on a more locally level, I fought that stigma when I was drop my shit. I mean, my was like, you're spending money on this. I mean, so I understand that argument on a base level.
I mean, I just take a fist to it. You gotta understand, I'm a mutate guy.
You know, I'm the guy that ran around with 3D glasses on his face and colorful clothes. You know what I'm saying?
It really
wasn't any too many people that can fuck with me on the mic though. Like, this is how it go.
Mr. J, what say you over there, man, looking at us all crazy? I see you smiling. Come on, man. You supposed to back me up, old ass motherfucker.
Yo, the whole thing is, to me, here's the bottom line. The argument and debate is one as old as hip hop itself. It's always indie versus commercial. It's, you know, first of all, I consider Drake to be pop because he does a lot of different things. He does a lot of things that aren't just strictly hip hop. He does things that, not just because he sings, but because some of the things are outside of club music. They're,
it ain't got nothing to do with the singing, by the way. Because I think singing is hip hop. There's R&B and hip hop intertwined.
Exactly.
I'm trying to.
You got Queen Latifah who did songs on her album. And she sang.
Some of the dopest ever hip hop has R&B in it, so I can't argue that. Might be your shit.
And I don't think it's slander when Yasiin Bey said he was pop. I mean, it's popular, it's going to be popular music. Yes, hip hop is popular music. The reality is, when people question Drake specifically, it's not just about the music he makes, it's about how he makes his music. They question his pen. We talked about earlier about the plagiarism. They talked about
so many. I found 13 instances in just a really quick research.
Talk about ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, while he is dope, he is a dope artist. It's just one of those things when it's going to stick to him because people question what he does.
But no one can question this.
He's still going to be dope.
His success. No one.
No, nobody.
At all.
I mean, for me, when I first heard him come out with Little Brother, when I first heard him come out, I was hoping he would be somebody who evolved into somebody like a male version of a Lauryn Hill. That's not what happened. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, it's just what it is. But he's still like 10, you know, what he said he was—he's
the Michael Jackson of rap. Like, he's the dope. I mean,
basically,
and he's massive hit for hit. He's like two hits away from matching his record.
Two hits away. So I mean, he's gonna be who he is. He's still gonna be dope. He's still gonna be one of those things. It's still gonna be a debate.
But he's not. He's definitely not Public Enemy.
No. And I think that's the bigger thing. It was about, okay, is he going to have a message like Public Enemy, like a, you know, you can still have all those things, all the party vibes, all everything, but we're also looking for more substance. And that's the
biggest, I think we're looking for it. Who's looking artists. For it though? Tell him, Mutate. Who's looking for it though, Mutate?
I mean, to me, I think it's all in one. I mean, like, People only say that. People only say
because you are the king of reinvention.
I'm just saying, like, people say they're only looking for substance, but when they say substance, so would you say Drake's not giving substance? Like, what kind of substance? Are we just talking about from the struggle style, from the struggle half of substance? Or we're talking about substance that make you feel good, dance, and vibe out? Because the substance is substance. Exactly. What are we saying? That's the age-old question with rap and rap. What are we saying? Like, one time it was just two parts. Backpack, underground type shit, and commercial. Because Puff came and brought the commercial. He sold that shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, acts like Wu-Tang, they kind of straddled the fence between the two. And they were worldwide icons.
Even in the 80s, you had commercial or acts and underground.
Yeah, LL Cool J was commercial, if you want to say that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but yeah. it's like we talk about Drake singing and all that, but Andre dropped Love Below was a whole singing project for Andre, and we still love him, and he just dropped the Flute album, and we still gonna wait for his rap album, and we still consider him as hip hop.
I mean
really strong lyrical hip hop.
I bought me a flute and I tried to fuck with it and I fucked it up. I tried to put weed through it though. It just worked for that.
I think the narratives need to stop on this hip hop shit, man. That's the old way of thinking. Whenever you know, I always, when I grew up listening to hip hop, I listened to it as a whole. And for what I got MC Hammer for, I got him for. I wanted to dance with that if I listened to that. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to listen to Wu-Tang, I wanted to feel grimy and Mobb Deep, I listened to that. But I started my joint off listening to, like, you know, Wu-Tang and Snoop Dogg. So it was two different trajectory.
You know what? I mean? I think you just hit on a really key thing right there. I want to go on a little rant here.
Yeah.
So, rock and roll fans, if they want to feel a certain way, they listen to Paradise City. If they want to feel sad, they listen to this. And I think hip hop has missed out on that. Not necessarily. I think we all do it. So, in doing research for this topic, of course, my stance is Drake's a pop rap artist. And of course, I still stand by that. But I will say this. I myself, I mean, I enjoy sometimes listening to Jack Harlow or whatever. I'm in the vibe. This new, you know. So what you just said, I think, is really profound, bro. I think other genres of music allow you to express multiple emotions, where hip-hop, we can only really show you hard emotions.
And you know what's crazy?
We all enjoy that shit anyway.
You know what's crazy, Face, is, and hip hop is steadily, rap music is steadily trying to say we have many emotions and feelings. Hip hop needs to go to therapy.
Go ahead, bro. They need to talk to somebody. Hip hop need a hug, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, Prime Minister, man, what you say about this shit? I know you got some thoughts on this.
What?
I mean,
bro, what are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about your little small ass back there.
Nigga's tripping.
On the Triple P Studios.
Like I said, man.
Nigga's tripping.
I would like to be a pop artist. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? You know? And like I said, you could be two things at once. You could be a pop artist and a hip hop artist, I think. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Ghetto Boys, when I was in junior high, they had a pop
singer. That's underground. Come on. I know you're about to say Ghetto Boys commercial. Hang on. I got to stop you.
My mind is playing.
Ghetto Boys commercial, they had like fucking songs on the radio every day.
It was popular as it could be.
No, they did not.
It was pop as fuck, man. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, then listen to that shit on tape deck. They was not playing Ghetto Boys on 99.1 The Fox. AL to the mouth.
You tripping now, Face. You tripping now.
You know
now,
what?
Face.
Let me say
tripping.
Something.
That shit was heavily redacted. That shit was heavily redacted.
We talking about 105.1, like top 40 station.
99 were playing the hell out of them Ghetto Boys.
Anyway, like I said, I believe that I do agree with Straw on this, though. I mean, honestly. Yeah, if I need intervention.
A dope album.
I think it's
dope album title.
I think it's getting it. I think it's getting it, honestly. I think it's really growing up. I mean, I'm not one of them dudes, man. Like, as far as we live in Vietnam, I've watched the music in this region grow, and I love it. I love the artists. I think they took it and grew it and made it way doper. The lyricism, the production, the show, everything. Now you see that. And I enjoy watching that shit. You done fucked up, you know that?
I see what I'm saying. No, I thought, so, you know what I'm saying? You done fucked up.
Now he wants to push the goddamn buttons. All show, we don't get no buttons. But this motherfucker is DJing the fuck out of the buttons.
You've had buttons all, right, all so, show, man. You've had buttons all show.
We're going to get you some
the 910 is growing, though, Face. The 910 is growing in a good way. Definitely.
I feel
they just got to sell it. They just got to sell it more.
Before we sign off for tonight, guys, as always, I want to give everybody, first of all, thank you for everybody that's joined us. But I want to give all y'all an opportunity to shout out, bro, whatever. We're going to go to Latin Moons first. Also, talented 2-6 artists. Shout outs.
Yep. Shout out definitely Born Talented, man. You know, we got our team out there working, man. We got there doing our thing, yo. We about to start dropping hella music. Every artist on the team right now is about to drop albums or singles, if I'm not mistaken, here in the like next month or so. So like y'all definitely stay tuned. Like, man, we about to drop mag.
Shout out that good vibes that y'all got going. That shit's dope.
Yeah, man, definitely. Y'all definitely tap in. Well, also for that, man, y'all want
to
get
shot? Man, please, y'all got to.
He definitely taking people in there.
Hey, you need to get payola over there, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. That's a fact.
Thanks.
That's a fact.
Do a this dope verse off his album? Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll do it
tomorrow.
Yeah, facts.
You got to let me know the fees, baby.
Great, man. Their numbers is crazy, bro.
Let me know the taxation, and we can make it happen.
I got you, bro. Big shout out to Circle of Kings. Y'all already know, man, that we out there scrapping and rapping, you know what I'm saying, man? You know,
this is the rapping part.
Paul and Chad out here, you know what I'm saying, doing big things with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be part of that as well.
We appreciate you too, bro.
A big shout out to my boy YOLO, bro. I was just watching his video. I think his other video just hit over, I think, 400K. 500K is about to hit 500K. So, you know what I'm saying? That's dope. That's dope for him out there.
Monetize that, bro.
Yeah, most dev. And, yeah, man, shout out to everybody who was on the live, man. Shout out to our senior, man. Appreciate y'all for popping in, man. And, yeah, we
shout out to Chris Porter, too. He always popping up, bro.
Whatever. Yeah, he definitely a big supporter, man.
All right, yeah. So no doubt. I'm going to go over to, we're going to rotate right here, the 2-6 historian. Shout outs to you, man. Chica, Mr. J.
Once again, shout out to everybody, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Savage Genesis, that's one. Tales from the Dead Zone, that's another. Of course, Herb Train, we've got The Underground Experience. Tap into that. Go to the website, Empire Music, MUSIQ. Check it out. Go get your chance to get the IMDb credit and tap into the film and fund the film. Of course, One Heartbeat Away. I saw on all streaming platforms. And like I said, that's my solo. And the Empire album, The Dark Ages, with some features from Lin Q and Craig G. That's on that album. It's on YouTube. It will be on all streaming platforms soon.
No doubt. Well, I'll always support everything you do, Mr. J. Slide on over to Charlie Murphy, 3D Scrawl, the Mutate God.
Hey, man, yeah, you know. Shout out to the whole Wool Boy Digital. Shout out to my wife. She's working right now on a movie set in Atlanta. So shout out to her. She's doing major shit.
Shout out
my boy Uncle Chuck, my right hand guy. You know what I'm saying? We pushing this shit. Mutate Fest. It's coming. April 6th, man.
April 6th.
And we're going to announce artists in February. Soon as February kick in, we're going to start announcing artists that's on the bill. You know what I mean? But it's going to be huge. We got the daytime for the kids. So So, you know, artists that's performing in the daytime got to be fully clean because we're doing it for the kids. We're doing it for the daytime situation. It's going to be like running games and all that out there, bouncy houses and everything. And then the nighttime is for all the goons and all the women, you know what I mean? That's when we're going to do the doggone real concert with, you know, fully explicit joints. So, you know, y'all just tap in with that, you know, Mutate Clothing and everything, man. You know, Wool Boy Digital, man. Payola Stacks album now. Out now. The streaming is going crazy. You know, I want this more than ever. Y'all stream that. And Tia Hart, my female artist, she's coming soon. For sure. Appreciate everybody. Love, one love.
You said. No doubt. We're definitely looking forward to that Tia Hart album, just so you know.
For sure.
My man, Paul Masson, the Power Father, without him, none of this would be possible.
First and foremost, I'd like to say shout out to all my haters. I love you. Shout out to everybody on the live from Vietnam.
There's a shit ton of
yeah. Shout out to my shit ton of haters. I love you. I really do. Shout out to everybody from live from Vietnam. Everybody involved with the Circle of Kings podcast. Shout out to Trilla Noise Tracks. Don't know what happened. He didn't come on tonight. Link didn't work. Shouts out to Cool Rock Ski from the Fat Boys. Want you on the show. Shouts out to my man Chip Fu. Shouts out to my Dizzle crew. And I got one more thing to say. Shouts out to that No Turner Back Paul Masson album. Y'all need to go check that out too. Cause a lot of y'all ain't heard that shit either. And I'm done.
No doubt. And Paul Masson lets you know. I want to shout out to Paul's haters. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be hitting me up too, and I understand. You get some strays. Shout out to everybody on this panel, man. Appreciate y'all joining every week, man. Definitely look out for that good vibes from that More Talented crew, because I love all the good vibes. Shout out to Can't Be Got Bars, who was crushing it this week, you know what I'm saying, in Fayetteville. Augusta, all up and down the East Coast. Shout out to Circle of Kings. Shout out to Latin Loonies. Of course, shout out to Paul Pickett, my main guy, puts in crazy work. Shout out to all the fighters, the champions to make it work. Shout out to Josh Chaffee. Shout out to Jay Uno, Passport School, Hollywood Hemi, Ron and Louie. A lot of shout outs, man. But mostly, man, shout out to everybody out there chasing their dreams. Keep fucking with it, bro. Keep fucking with it.
Damn right.
Here's the panties. Not the best thing in the world, but goddamn, it's right next to it.
4-7 shit. You already know. Well, yeah.
April 6th, man, the Mutate Fest. Live Vietnam will be out there. I'm hosting out there. Make sure y'all get with my man Straw. If you are an artist, or management, production, marketing, hit the email, hit this inbox for the Live in Vietnam. We'll forward you over there to Mario.
For sure.
Anybody got anything to say before we sign off?
Yo, shout out to MC Search. We're trying to get him on. Shout out to Drug Beats. We're trying to get him on. Let's go.
And Rain.
To Rain 910. Let's go.
So Rain hit me up. I told him we was talking about him. He messaged me. Yo, he said, send him the link. Yo, 910 was what's up. Rain was what's up.
All right, we out.
All right, so we out. Trail, stay, dog.